Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
All right, so Jackson, these conversations about budget, finances, I always wanted to avoid them, and now you can't avoid it anymore.
I know. It's inevitable at this point, right? So my girlfriend and I have made the decision to move in with each other.
Yay! Oh, no.
We're
moving in together.
Let's
hear the vote of confidence.
Who is who?
I'm definitely the one that brought it up initially.
So you brought it up. So you didn't like hand her a box and she opened it and it's like a key to your place. It wasn't like that. You were just like, hey, you think we should live together?
No, I mean, like, because at the end of the day, we basically spend 99% of the time at her place right now as is. I'm basically paying rent money for a storage unit where none of my stuff even really sits anymore. So it only made sense for us to do this at this point.
So people, I think, look at moving in together in two different ways, right? One is convenience, right? But for me, it's always felt like the pace lap to marriage.
I agree.
Okay.
I agree.
All right. So are you all going to get a place or are you moving into her place?
So her place is not big enough really for like,
So you move in and then she's got to go find another place.
No, for both of us to be there, like, you know, actually full time, because I do have some stuff at my place that wouldn't necessarily fit there. And so the plan is we really like her apartment complex. So it'd be just to kind of get a two bedroom in her place so that we'd have like an office area and a bedroom.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And so then, of course, the question comes up of rent and how you split that. And I brought this up to a few friends of mine, and there's kind of two camps that people fall into. One is that you pay a percentage of your earnings towards rent, and I make less than her, so I would then be paying less. Mm-hmm. But on the other flip side is, do you split it 50-50? Because at the end of the day, you are splitting the living space 50-50, besides maybe the closet. But we will be splitting the space. So do we split it 50-50? And people have had kind of mixed, like, I've heard both sides of it, and I get both sides of it. And kind of the kicker of this whole thing is that her parents are in a fortunate enough position to actually help pay for her rent right now. She can afford it on her own, but they would rather her put that money towards her savings and investments than it would be towards rent. So they are gracious enough to offer to pay for her rent. Right. And so that kind of adds an added element for me of like, how does my contribution work? Am I paying them directly? Like, how is that going to actually break out?
Mm. Yeah, man, that is uncomfortable, because in essence, she's not really paying anything for rent.
Exactly.
So while you have a very low income.
You broke.
So super low. Like, you are totally getting taken advantage of. And she's really not, she's not paying rent at all. That does put you guys in a very unique situation, doesn't it?
Very. Mm-hmm. Is the apartment in her name or her parents' name?
I think it's in both.
Okay.
And so we're going to have a conversation with her dad about this. And I know for my own like pride and sake that I need to be paying something, but it's just how much should I be contributing to this?
Well, so for clarity, they're paying all of the rent, or they're paying what would be her half of the rent?
So in the place that she lives by herself right now, and so they pay for the entirety of her rent, and those payments that she would be making go directly into her savings where she then invests it.
I don't know her parents or her parents' style. How old are you guys?
I'm 27. She's 24.
So it would not surprise me, because this is what my parents would have done. Like, if they were paying my rent and then I said I'm moving in with my boyfriend, they would have said, I'm so happy for you. We'll help you move. will continue to contribute a small amount to your savings. Rent's on you now.
My parents would have never done any of that. Zero.
Well, I'm saying because they want her savings to grow. So I'm assuming that they'll continue to help out. But for me, like, that is, you've gone from now being sort of like their daughter on your own into now you're part of a partnership. And now the burden is on you guys to pay rent.
Yeah, my first instinct is it doesn't matter where her side of the rent is coming from. Money is money. So I had never even thought of the philosophy that I pay what I can based on what I make. For me, it was always like a 50-50 deal.
Same.
Yeah, for me, I would do two things. One, I would just take up the 50-50 and just pay my half. Mm-hmm. And then two, I would ask my parents why they're not as good a parent.
I've had that conversation many a times.
Listen, y'all are better than me. I want to take advantage of the old rich people. Just pay the whole rent. Why, if they're paying for it already, why do I got to now pay for half of it? You know what I mean?
I mean, even if they offered that, there's no way that I could, you know, sleep comfortably at night knowing that I'm not contributing anything towards it. I have to do something.
Oh,
you know?
I sleep like a baby. Now my bank account is full.
You have no problem at all contributing nothing.
Hell no. So what I would do is maybe, because I know you and your girlfriend are really serious, maybe you could frame it as they're investing in y'all's future together as a couple, and that money that you would be putting towards rent, you put towards a ring.
That's not a bad idea. God knows it's going to take me 10 years of working here to afford one. So.
Hey, I assure you it's going to be longer than that. I know what you make. It's going to take way longer than that, dude.
We'll get there when we get there.
But congratulations on living on your girlfriend's parents' dime.
Yay! Generational wealth!
Scrubs, welcome here.
You're on The Burt Show.